Roger and JP at 719. Dead guy in the envelope is coming next. JP's got the celebrity's name in the envelope. We got to figure out who it is. Here are the clues.
I have a dead woman in the envelope. Dead woman in the envelope that you know from movies.
All right.
From movies and she was in, in entertainment.
She was an actress?
Yes.
Okay, and entertainment. So was she more talented beyond acting on film?
Like- not so much, but she was like a face.
Okay.
You know.
So familiar face, actress, film, you said.
Yes, dear.
955 WBAB. That's our beginning clues. Come with your yes or no questions for Dead Woman in the Envelope. Starting next with your calls, 955 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Roger and JP, 724, showers today, high of 61. We just started off dead guy in the envelope, and in fact, today it's a dead woman in the envelope. JP has her name in the envelope. We got to figure out who she is.
She was an actress. She was, you know, like a face. You know, she's from entertainment. She was an actress. Mm-hmm. You know, from film. And that was, that's really it. That's what I gave you so far.
Okay.
Right?
Did I give anything else? That's right.
Okay.
Good morning, BAB. You got questions. Go ahead.
Is she an American?
Yes.
Was she a white woman?
Yes.
Was she during the Golden Age?
No.
Oh, like way back, black and white. What is that, 20s, 30s type stuff?
Yeah, like in the 40s, 20s, no. 30s, 40s, you know.
No, absolutely not.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good job, you got welcome. A couple. Hi, BAB, you're on for Dead Woman in the Envelope. Go ahead.
Is it Faye Dunaway?
It is not Faye Dunaway.
Thank you. Hi, BAB, Dead Woman in the Envelope. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Was she married to somebody famous?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it Natalie Wood?
No.
Sorry,
okay,
thank you. Okay. So married to someone famous, white American actress. Film. Not from... Was she from the black and white era?
No. I don't... maybe. I don't know.
So at most, you might have started there, but... Like,
borderline.
We picture her in color, you would say?
I think so, yeah.
All right, 955 WBAB. More of your calls coming next. Try to figure out who this female celebrity is who's in the envelope. Right now, 726. Time to look at the roads with Ted.
Right now on the Southern State.
730, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Dead guy, actually dead woman in the envelope.
Right.
Here's what's going on. JP's got the female celebrity's name on a paper in the envelope. We're trying to figure her out.
You know her from movies? She was indeed married to somebody famous.
White American woman?
White American woman. Was not the... there's some black and white there, but you know, or like there are color pictures. If you Google pictures of her, there are plenty of color pictures of her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good morning, BAB. You got a question for Dead Woman in the Envelope. Go ahead.
Was she the subject of any movies?
Yeah.
Is it Joan Crawford?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
And when I say she was the subject of movies, she was part of the subject of movies. And documentaries and things.
Hmm. Was it because the subject of the movies was about her and her famous husband? 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 734, Dead Woman in the Envelope, 955 WBAB, JP's got her name in the envelope. We're trying to figure out who this white American actress was.
Right, you know her from film. Somebody asked, she was a white woman, she was an American woman, she was married to somebody famous. Somebody asked if she was the subject of movies. She was part of the subject of some movies and documentaries.
Good morning,
but
BAB.
She also acted in films.
Okay, go ahead, you got a question.
It is not Annette Funicello.
Thank you.
Okay.
Should we not be going that far back? I think she was like 50s, 60s. That might be too far back?
Might be.
All right. 955 WBAB. See if you guys can zero in on who this dead woman in the envelope is. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 740, showers today, 61. All right, Dead Woman in the Envelope is the game that's going on now. 955 WBAB, people in line to ask questions. JP, catch people up with the clues.
Again, she was a white woman. She was an actress. She was married to somebody famous. You know her from film. That's really what you got, right? Did I give anything else?
Was she like a romantic actress? Like, you know that?
No, not really.
No?
No.
955 WBAB, good morning, go ahead.
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
No, it is not Marilyn Monroe.
Thank you. Hi, Dead Woman in the Envelope, go ahead.
Morning, guys. Did she die of an overdose?
No.
Hi, you're on the air, go.
Good morning. Is she more known for a screenwriter?
No.
Hi, B.A.B. Go ahead for Dead Woman in the Envelope.
Yeah, was she in any of the Bond films, like a Bond girl?
No, she was not.
Okay. Hi, Dead Woman in the Envelope. Go.
Was she married to Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson?
No, she was not married to Liam Neeson.
All right. Do we know her from anything else? Like, oh, she's in film, and you said entertainment as well.
Yeah, she's been, there have been movies. She has been part of the subject matter of film, as of some movies as well, and documentaries.
Okay. But do we know her from, was she a politician? You know, anything
no.
else like that?
No.
Okay. All right, 955-WBAB. More of your calls coming next. It's 745, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Quick guess coming in. Let's see if you can get it. Dead Woman in the Envelope. JP's Dead Woman was a white American actress. We know her from film.
Correct.
Not also, like super far back in the black and whites.
You also know her from being the subject, part of the subject of films.
Hmm. All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Is this Farrah Fawcett?
It is not Farrah Fawcett.
Oh. All right. Thank you.
I will tell you this, though. She did do Playboy.
Okay.
Wow. She was also married to somebody famous, you know.
Right, right. And the documentary was about, like, them as a couple or whatever.
No.
All right, 955-WBAB. More of your calls next for Dead Woman in the Envelope. Right now it's time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by Newsday. Here's Ted. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 751, showers today, and 61. All right, Dead Woman in the Envelope is what we've got going on here. You have a lot of clues out there. Let's see if you figure out who it is. 955-WBAB. JP, the clues for your Dead Woman.
Last clue I gave you was that she did Playboy. She was married to someone famous. She, you know her from film. She was an actress. But she was also part of the subject matter of some films, too, and documentaries as well. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Does she have famous children?
No.
Hi, Dead Woman in the Envelope. You're on.
Did she die of natural causes?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Dead Woman. You're on.
Yeah, I'd like to take a guess.
Go ahead.
Sharon Tate.
It is Sharon Tate. Oh, congratulations. Gosh. You, my friend, are a winner. You got a pair of tickets to Billy Meets the Boss at NYCB Theater at Westbury. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
And there's a guy that called in a little earlier that said, Shannon Tate.
Oh.
Don't get pissed off at me.
Right, I forgot about that guy.
Don't get pissed at me because you got the name wrong. Sharon, not Shannon.
And there's the Dead Woman in the Envelope. Congratulations. And thanks to everybody for playing along. We'll do another dead guy or woman in the envelope coming up on Thursday morning at 6:50.